In a statement today, Cardinal Raymond Burke issued a correction to a now-removed LifeSite News article which claimed that Burke was collaborating with former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon on a film exposing homosexuality in the Vatican. The film in question will be based off a book on the same subject by... Now, look, this guy is a radical, not to be believed or trusted, militant sodomite named Frederick Martel. Frederick Martel. You may recall that back in March or so, it was in February, a book that he helped author came out, and that he authored about this, and all manner of controversial quotes and stuff in there. People going like, did Papa Francis really say that? Many people had awaited or were awaiting for this book to come out because they thought that it would have some incriminating evidence or some things in there that would not be friendly to the pontificate of Papa Francis. But such was not the case. You know, I read this on the air last, if you're just joining us or you're a new listener, when I read Chris Ferrara's piece from Fatima.org, I think it is, last week. And with Ferrara's conclusion that, you know what, the only way that this particular pontificate is going to be stopped is if God intervenes himself. If Our Lady actually intervenes, or if there is a divine intervention, then and only then will there be a correction, if you will. So we may as well get back to the business of actually trying to practice the faith, okay? And not worry about what Papa Francis and his boosters might crave. Now back to this story here. LifeSite News made no contact with me to verify my possible involvement, Burke said in his June 25th statement. Given the overall content of the article and given several statements made by Mr. Bannon in the article, I made the following clear. I do not in any way agree with Mr. Bannon's assessment of the book in question. Furthermore, I am not at all of the mind that the book should be made into a film. I disagree completely with a number of Mr. Bannon's statements regarding the doctrine and discipline of the Roman Catholic Church, said the cardinal. One of Burke's main objections to Bannon's assessment is his questioning of permanent celibacy for priests, which is, quote, in accord with the example and desire of Christ, head and shepherd of the church, close quote. Now, I'm going to veer off into a couple of different angles with this here, and the first of which is this. Why does it matter what Steve Bannon thinks? Miniature play. He was second in command to Donald Trump. He helped get him elected. If it weren't for Bannon, he never would have become president. That's why we get to wear MAGA hats. Okay. Why did Trump need him? This is what I love about this. This is what I love about this. I love stories about Steve Bannon because I get to tell the story. So why did Trump want Bannon? What made Bannon this political kingmaker, if you will? I mean, he was kind of like he took over where many people think the assassinated Andy Breitbart, where Breitbart left off in managing Breitbart News. Many people don't know that Steve Bannon produced a couple of very popular films. I think one was The English Patient. One of the other ones might have been Pearl Harbor or the first Transformers movie. He'd never have to work again. He doesn't need the money. Forget about it. I don't need the money, he might say. Okay, so he was kind of popular there. He was kind of helping to run Breitbart News. Does that make you a political kingmaker? Now, of course, the answer to all this, you produce The English Patient. Okay, big deal. Well, so what? You know, you're a bigwig at Breitbart News. Okay, so what? Why did that elevate Bannon, Steve Bannon, into the periphery, if you will, so that he could walk the parapet of that highest and most exalted high white castle at the pinnacle of conservatism?